Carrie MacGregor hated Christmas. She despised the endless smiles and constant cheeriness, the forced ho-ho-hoing. She loathed the cheeriness of tinsel and blinking multicolored lights and plywood Santa Claus cutouts decorating every lawn in Twilight, Texas. She dreaded the commercialization of gift-giving, the continual overeating, the ubiquitous music, and the stressful push-pull of relatives' unrealistic expectations. Yes, okay, she too was a Christmas cliché, the obligatory Grinch. Every family had one. Bah humbug. Her only goal for the next 6 weeks was to get from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day as quietly as possible. No fuss, no tears, no drama, no memories. She refused to dwell on what the holidays represented to her. Lost love, dashed hopes, a broken heart. Breathe. Put one foot in front of the other. Take it day by day. Funny. She sounded just like her dad, Floyd, an AA member who had been clean and sober for 4 years, with one accidental fall off the wagon. That was something to be grateful for, at least. Right now, it was Thursday, a week before Thanksgiving, and tonight was the last meeting of the year for the Sweethearts Knitting Club. The members of the club would be here soon. She had the refreshments laid out in the community room at the new yarn barn. Her older sister, Flynn, had originally started the yarn shop, but Carrie had taken over the business after the first store on the town square had burned down 3 years ago. She'd re-established it in the shopping center on the bluff, overlooking Lake Twilight. She was damn proud of herself, only 25 years old, and running her own successful business, especially when, not so very long ago, she'd been engaging in self-destructive activities. Grief could make a girl do crazy things. Carrie paused a moment from unpacking a box of yarn that had just arrived on the UPS truck, a skein of red and green alpaca yarn clutched in her hand. Through the big plate glass window, she gazed out at the lake. A sailboat swooped gracefully by, reminding her of the time Mark had taken her sailing. For a split second, Mark's handsome face popped into her mind, but she squelched the image of him as quickly as it materialized. No fuss, no tears, no drama, no memories. That was her holiday mantra. A knock on the door announced the arrival of the first members of the Sweethearts Knitting Club. 10 minutes early, but Carrie didn't mind. The lively group of knitters would keep her darker thoughts at bay. She abandoned the box of yarn and went to greet them. She opened the door to 4 of the 6 Knitting Club members who stood there with containers clutched in their arms. "What's all this?" "Surprise!" they exclaimed in unison. "We know how tough Christmas is for you." 60-something Patsy Cross sailed over the threshold, a golden garland trailing from the cardboard box she carried. After more than 40 years, she and her high school sweetheart, Sheriff Hondo Crouch, were finally getting married this Christmas Eve. Lately, the normally no-nonsense businesswoman had grown quite giddy. "We're going to decorate the yarn barn," added plump Belinda Murphy, a relentless optimist who ran the local matchmaking service. She was in her 40s, long married with 5 kids. She wore a blue and white Frosty the Snowman stockinette-stitched sweater. Carrie forced herself not to roll her eyes. "Please, you don't have to do that."
"We want to do it,"
cocoa-skinned Marva Bullock assured her. Marva was the principal of Twilight High, and in the course of her job had punished Carrie more times than she cared to remember.
You've worked so hard, rebuilding the yarn barn and creating a cozy place for us to meet. You deserve this.
Besides,
elderly Dotty May, who smelled of peppermint schnapps and menthol latum, patted her on the shoulder.
We promised your mama we'd look after you. She knew that dying on Christmas would forever mar your holiday.
Her mother's death, 5 years before, from the lingering disease of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, was only part of why Carrie hated Christmas. Mark Leland was the other half of the equation.
Forget about him. Ancient history. Old news.
Kind of hard to do, though, when she was in a room filled with women who had married, or, in Patsy's case, was about to marry, their high school sweethearts.